cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Well, hey, good morning, as we say out there in radio land, whether you're listening the old-fashioned way on your FM radio at your home or car or office, or maybe you're braving the weather and you're hanging around outside in Marion or the environs, or you're listening online at our website, WWGH1071.com. Thank you very much for being part of our listening family. Yes, it's I once again, live in the studio, Adam Lepp, Adam the Computer Guy. That's what they call me, and you can listen through our website, WWGH1071.com, or in the Marion area at 107.1 FM. And you can also watch me on Facebook video. Go to our station Facebook page for WWGH1071, and there I am live on video. Or if you're one of my Facebook friends, just watch the video. It's pretty cool. You can see what I look like here in the studio. It's a little chilly here, as it tends to be this time of year, but I'm bundled up and ready to go in front of the microphone. If you're a new listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, well, first, I'd like to welcome you aboard. Thank you for lending an ear and spending your mid-morning with me. I can assure you, you will not be disappointed. We get geeky. We talk today's top technology topics. And best of all, I provide free technical support. Yes, is your printer only printing gibberish? Is your server only serving you headaches? And is your monitor monitoring your frustration with all of this tech that we have? That's okay. Give me a ring. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's the telephone number. If you're watching the live video, well, here's the phone, see? And you can go ahead and call me. Questions about the computer at your home or office, or that smartphone in your pocket, which is essentially a computer, feel free to call me and ask me a question, or share with me an experience that you had with your computer. Maybe I've discussed a story here or a topic and you want to find out more information, or you don't agree with me, or you just want to provide your comment. Well, that's always fantastic. I'd love to hear from you. It's a listener participation show, and your participation as a listener is very much welcome. 740-383-9944, or if you're on Facebook, just leave me a comment on our Facebook page or my own Facebook page under Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, and I'll be happy to converse with you. You can call again, leave a message, what have you. I'm very easy to reach. And if you're, of course, a veteran listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, I'd like to thank you for your faithful lending of ears and time. As you know, you can learn stuff here, and it's good to stimulate the old brain by getting geeky and talking tech topics. Want to mention also that one of the best ways to listen to us online is with the free TuneIn app. It's free if you're an iPhone or Android user. Just look for it in the App Store, download and install, and look for WWGH in Marion or WWGH 107.1, and you can listen online anytime. However, unfortunately, technology is not perfect, and this morning, TuneIn is not working. I noticed that when I tried to listen to the station a couple hours ago. And unfortunately, I thought maybe something was wrong here. But no, our station is broadcasting fantabulously. That's a combination of fabulous and fantastic, by the way. TuneIn is down. And I'm in a Facebook group where we talk about broadcasting online, and I noticed a person had posted that just after I noticed that it was down, and I replied that my station, meaning this station, is not broadcasting on TuneIn. So if you're normally a TuneIn tuner-inner, Is that a word? Well, I guess it is. Anyway, if you normally tune in with TuneIn, you're noticing that you can't tune in. They're down. We're fine, but I'm sure they're fixing it. You can always listen, again, the old-fashioned way, in the Marion area at 107.1 FM. But again, go to our website at wwgh1071.com. Click on the Listen Now button, and you'll be hearing us. So, many ways to participate as a listener. And, of course, my live Facebook video is available. Feel free to call me. Again, talk tech topics, ask a question, provide a comment, suggestion, a complaint, what have you. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Last time we got together, Tuesday morning, the 21st, the first full day of spring, we talked about some ways that less than scrupulous individuals try to get into your computer, steal your identity, and otherwise do things that would not be considered good. Phishing, catfishing, ransomware, and many other things. And sometimes I probably don't do a very good job explaining what these terms are and how they might affect you as a computer and technology user. Now, we've brought up phishing many times, and that's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Now, phishing is where an email appears to be from your bank, a family member, your employer, but isn't. Or it could also be a website that isn't what it says it is. Now, a phishing email or a phishing site, why would they impersonate your employer, your bank, your friend, your mom? Well, it's because they want to steal stuff from you that would be of interest. Your personal identification number, of course, a credit card number, a social security number, which you can get a lot of information from, a credit report, etc. And, of course, a password for your email or for your bank or some other site that you might use. Also your birthday or maybe your mother's maiden name. And those could be entrances into information and possibly monetary items that a bad individual, which may or may not be a real individual, might just be some computer somewhere, might be interested in. So that's essentially what phishing is, and it's gotten a lot of press. And unfortunately, as our society becomes more oriented toward technology, as technology pretty much is part of everything that we do in 2017 and beyond, phishing and similar types of things become more common. So we want to keep you abreast of what's going on there and ways to prevent it. Bottom line is, when you get an email, if it's not what you think it is, if you're not 110% convinced that it's from your bank or your credit card company, your mortgage company, your friend, organization that you're a member of, don't open it. Click on the delete key. When you go to a website, again, go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And if it's a secure site, that is an HTTPS, which it generally will be if your credit card number or login is requested, look for the padlock. That's usually what it looks like on the web browser. And also you can get the security information for the site. And again, check its ID, so to speak, and check it thoroughly just to be sure that it is what it says it is and that there is no malicious intent. If there's ever a question about the authenticity of a website or an email, we certainly encourage you to contact your friendly neighborhood computer technology person. If you'd like to enlist my services, my telephone number and email and other information is on my website, adamthecomputerguy.com. And of course, you can always email me, Adam@WWGH1071.com, right here on the station, and I'd love to hear from you. Don't be afraid. Don't think you're asking a dumb question if you're not sure if an email or website is real, because even I have been confused a few times. Some of these fake emails and websites, they look probably better than the real thing. And so it's important to make sure that what you're seeing is what you're actually getting. Don't be afraid to ask, because this is an increasing problem. We've also talked about catfishing, And again, I love to have a nice catfish as a meal, just like anybody. I'm not really into catching them on my own, but I enjoy eating catfish. However, catfishing does not refer to the kind of catfish that you would have for your lunch or dinner. It kind of relates to online dating. And if you're single like I am, you may very well have tried online dating. Maybe you've met your significant other through online dating, and that's wonderful because, you know what, I haven't, but that's okay. If you have, I congratulate you on a successful journey into the online dating stratosphere. But unfortunately, as you might very well expected, with online dating come some new problems. And again, things that aren't quite what they think they are, and that is what catfishing is. And so let's talk about catfishing. The official definition, and this comes from The Sun, and it's an online publication based in the United Kingdom, because the internet is a worldwide phenomenon. Catfishing, according to The Sun, is when someone creates fake profiles on social media sites to trick people into thinking that he or she is somebody else. They will make up life stories and use photographs of unsuspecting victims to create fake identities. Catfishers add life experiences, jobs, friends, and photographs to the fake accounts. For example, young mother Chloe Davis, 20 years old, began receiving suggestive text messages from men who believed they had chatted with her on the popular dating site Plenty of Fish after someone set up a fake profile in her name. Now, the fake accounts are often used to spark up online relationships. An unsuspecting victim will fall in love with women or men that they meet online with no idea the person behind the screen is someone completely different. So again, what you see is not necessarily what you would get. Catfishers use the accounts to give off a persona that they wish they had, with plenty of friends, photos, and attractive qualities. So again, this beautiful 20-year-old female might be some old pervert, out of lack of a better way to say it. So again, be careful out there, and if it smells like a rat, again, it oftentimes is. The term catfish was first used in the 2010 documentary called Catfish, in which Nev Schulman discovered the gorgeous woman that he fell in love with online was a middle-aged, married mother. Schulman fell in love with, quote, Megan, but also spoke to her mother, Angela, half-sister Abby, and stepdad Vince online. At the end of the documentary, Schulman discovers that Megan was a fake account run by Angela using a friend's family friend's photos. That's a lot of F's. But of course, it's fake, so why not? After becoming suspicious, Nev Schulman drives to Megan's address and finds Angela, who admits she was behind the account all along. At the end, he tells a story about how live cod were shipped along with catfish to keep the cod active and ensure the quality of the fish. He uses a metaphor to describe Angela, saying there are always, quote, catfishes in our lives who keep us alert, active, and on our toes. Schulman later turned the documentary into the Catfish TV show, where he helps others solve their online relationship mysteries. Now, Schulman's potential victims always have similar concerns. For example, why does he refuse to video chat? Why is she never able to meet in person? Why does it seem just too good to be true? And again, like a lot of things in life, if it seems too good to be true, there's probably a reason for that. It probably isn't true. So, if you're in an online relationship, and think any of the above. Have you met the person that you're in the relationship with? Well, maybe there's a reason why the person doesn't want to meet you. Well, it could be happening to you. Now, there are two types of victims. The people who are fooled into trusting someone with a false identity, and those who have their personal photos stolen and used by somebody who is not that person. Last year, a love-struck man was gullible enough to believe that he was dating Katy Perry. A flight attendant recently revealed her horror at Catfish Facebook account, using her photos to trick hundreds of men into sending nude photos. So again, this catfishing, just like phishing, are serious problems. Don't fall victim if you are finding yourself falling in love with someone that you met online. Be sure that he or she is who he or she says he or she is. Meet the person. Check references. Check criminal records. You can usually, if it's someone local, just go to the clerk of courts website, type in the person's name, and I do this all the time, and find out the person's record. And you can usually find the date of birth if the person's had a speeding ticket or something else in the last 20 years. Find out that what you're seeing, what you're getting, what is being told that you would be getting are the same thing. And if not, challenge the person. And sometimes you'll find that person will end up disappearing because, again, he or she was not truthful. So, again, don't fall victims to these kind of scams. Adam Lepp here live in the studio at the Marion Center Mall on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com. And as I mentioned, we usually are available on TuneIn, a free app for your Android or iPhone. However, TuneIn is currently down. I'm sure they're fixing it. So if you cannot get in through TuneIn, it's not your phone, it's not us. The site is down, the app is down, but they're working on it fervently. Again, listen via our website at WWGH1071.com if you're not in the Marion area. And of course, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. We can talk today's top technology topics. Get geeky. Ask me questions. Talk about some articles that I have discussed during this show and previous shows. 740-383-WWGH. That's 740-383-9944. I would like to tell you that coming up after my show, we have the 10 a.m. features. News with Scott Spears, obituaries, and those are done by me. That's one of my jobs here. Teasers of past and present shows and future shows and messages from our valued sponsors, underwriters, and supporters. And then it's a local radio legend, Charles Evers. We just call him Charlie Evers. Now, this man is a walking encyclopedia of anything and everything associated with Mid-Ohio. He takes your telephone calls, again, at 740-383-9945. And he gives away prizes, food, tickets to area events, and a few other things. So check it out. Charlie Evers with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. It's worth listening to. And then, drum roll, please. Well, that was pretty good for a drum roll that I did with my mouth. It is Now with Scott Spears. It's not on now, but it's worth waiting for. It's on between about 10 minutes after 12 and 2 this afternoon and every Thursday. And you may ask, why am I getting so excited about Now with Scott Spears? The reason is that he tends to have some very good guests on his show. Celebrities, people from the entertainment business, and politicians. So you might ask, who is he having on his show? Whom is he having on his show today? Well, it was a former Democratic presidential candidate. And we believe it's the first time that a major party candidate for the presidential election has been live on the air with Scott Spears or anybody else in Marion Radio. Michael Dukakis, he ran for president. He was not victorious, but he ran a very good campaign. He'll be on with Scott Spears. He also was a longtime governor of Massachusetts. He'll be on with Scott starting at about 12, 15 minutes after noon this afternoon. If you heard Scott's show yesterday, you heard yours truly call in. I do participate in the show from time to time. Anyway, his running mate for the election when he ran for president was Lloyd Bentsen. And Lloyd Bentsen was the Secretary of the Treasury when our station, frequent station guest and friend of the station, Marion area resident, Mary Ellen Withrow, when she was U.S. Treasurer. So kind of a 7 degrees of separation there. Michael Dukakis and his running mate and Mary Ellen Withrow and his being the governor of Massachusetts. Of course, Mitt Romney was a Massachusetts governor. He didn't win the election either, and he was a Republican. So it's not really been, I guess, a good thing in terms of winning the election to be a Massachusetts governor. But both candidates, Romney and Dukakis, had a good campaign. Election was fairly close. So from that respect, Massachusetts has had a big impact on our presidential elections. And so Michael Dukakis, again, he's currently 83 years old, and our very own Scott Spears will be talking this afternoon, starting at about 12, 15 minutes after noon until 1 p.m. About politics and pretty much a lot of other topics. Don't miss it. Scott has some very good guests, and today is one of our best shows ever. And after the 1 p.m. features is the second hour of the Now with Scott Spears program. His guest will be a frequent guest. And this person's also a major national celebrity, Hugh Downs. Born in Akron, Ohio, raised in Lima, Ohio. He's still around. He's about 95 years old, but I tell you, he still sounds really good. If I sound that good at 95, I'll be very happy. So Hugh Downs will be on with Scott Spears on the Now program in the second hour. Again, first hour, Michael Dukakis. Second hour, Hugh Downs, talking about politics and current events and who knows what else. Don't want to miss it this afternoon between about 12 or 15 minutes after noon and 2 p.m. Great programming here on The Talking Place. WWGH 107.1 FM and WWGH1071.com. Good Thursday morning. A little wintry out there, but you know, that happens. In Ohio, we can sometimes get four seasons in one day, or at least one week. I am broadcasting the show on live Facebook video via our station Facebook page or via my own Facebook page, Adam Lepp in Ohio, that's me, Adam the Computer Guy, as well as our radio station Facebook page, WWGH 107.1. We like to talk about medical technology on this show, some very smart people making doctors' and patients' lives easier, more economical, and helping people live longer with the help of some very creative technology. Let's go about 3 hours east to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Beautiful city. Love the tunnels and the mountains and a very cool town. Anyway, at the University of Pittsburgh, researchers headed by William Federspiel. That's a great name, Federspiel. Always like German names. Anyway, they have been developing an artificial lung to overcome the limitations of conventional extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. That sounds exciting. Which fails to sustain life in too many patients. In a recent issue of the Journal of Heart and Lung Transplantation, the researchers document the creation and testing of the new paracorporeal ambulatory assist lung. It's called PAAL, P-A-A-L, a prototype of a device that may lead to a wearable lung. Check this out, a wearable lung for patients waiting for or recovering from a lung transplant. A lung that you could wear. Anyway, head researcher at University of Pittsburgh, William Federspiel, said this project will develop a compact respiratory assist device called the paracorporeal ambulatory assist lung, known as PAAL, to replace the old techniques. This is a wearable, fully integrated blood pump and lung designed to provide longer-term respiratory support up to 1 to 3 months, while maintaining excellent blood compatibility. The researchers received a $3.4 million grant from the National Institute of Health to continue the development of the artificial lung, with the hope of realizing a clinically validated device. So a wearable artificial lung. Pretty cool stuff, if I should say so myself. Hey, give me a phone call here. What do you think about all this technology stuff that we talk about? 740-383-9944. Gosh, I just love to hear from you. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with the Thursday edition of my radio show at Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com. Again, normally TuneIn is one of the best ways to tune in. However, TuneIn is currently experiencing some technical problems, but they are working on it. But do bookmark us as a TuneIn station, WWGH107.1, if you've not done that already, or listen through our website. Many ways to listen. We are the Talking Place, WWGH, and of course, our website, WWGH1071.com. What's going on at Google, besides all the money that they are making? They've been dealing with some phishing emails we talked about on our last show, and we went over some terms and some tips and tricks related to phishing, that is fake emails that you get if you have a gmail.com email address, whereas you may think that it's your bank or your mother or your friend or your employer, but actually it's a malicious individual. So keep those things in mind. Again, computer security, which is not by any means the most glamorous topic out there, but certainly one of the most important. As again, if your electronic communication is not secure, not safe, and you're not giving up information that no one else has the reason to get, I guess that's the best way to say it, then your online communication is not very valuable whatsoever. So, what else is Google doing besides trying to keep their email as safe and secure as possible? Well, last Tuesday, Google unveiled a developer preview of the latest version of its mobile operating system, and it's codenamed Android O. Now, if you're an Android user like I am, that certainly will be of interest. The new release puts automatic limits on what applications do in the background in three areas: updates for your location, background services, and implicit broadcasts. Updated developer previews will become available in the coming months, and developers will get a more detailed look at the operating system at Google's I/O conference to be held in May at their headquarters in Mountain View, California. Now, background limits represent a significant change in how Android operates, so it's important to give developers time to get used to the new features. The release is still in its early stages, but there are some additional features in the works and plenty of stabilization and performance work to be completed. So with Android being a very popular mobile operating system, the folks over at Google, who pretty much are in charge of it, they are working to make it better, more efficient, and I'd also say let's have it not use battery life, not have it use the battery as quickly as it does currently. So many things that Google is doing to make Android better. Charles King, an IT expert, and we quote him all the time because he's pretty much the king of smarts when it comes to analyzing this kind of thing. He said background limits illustrate how Google is moving ahead to improve battery life on Android devices and support for new and emerging Wi-Fi functions and specifications highlight the company's efforts to stay on the leading edge of device connectivity. Another new feature of this upcoming Android release called Android O is picture-in-picture display for phones and tablets, which allows users to watch a video while they are separately engaged in a chat session or hailing a car ride, for example. So many things going on at Google with the upcoming new version of the Android mobile operating system. Hey, give me a call. Let me know what you think. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number here in the studio. I am live on Facebook video broadcasting the show. How about that? It's approximately 9:44 Eastern Daylight Time in historic Marion, Ohio. Little chilly out there, but it's going to warm up. Good morning. Thank you for listening. We talked about Google and Android. We like to give equal time to similar products. Let's go to Apple. What are they up to? My telephone is ringing. I love it when people call the show. Let's see who's on the air with me now. Good morning. You're on the Adam, the Computer Guy radio show.
Okay. I'm calling in. I won a $10 certificate about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't been able to come in and get it as yet. Do you still have it there for me?
I do believe so, madam. We're open at 10 o'clock today, so come on down to the studio at the Marion Center Mall, and we'll be happy to discuss that with you.
I live out in the country, and I won't get in until a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
A week from today.
If you'd like to go ahead and call back in maybe like half an hour, our program manager, Scott, will be here. He can discuss it with you because he would know exactly what our inventory is. I'm on the air currently, so I can't really check. But, call back.
I don't want to bother you.
Oh, not a problem. It's okay. Call back in half an hour, and Scott will be happy to address that with you because he would know more than I would about the actual availability.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Adam, the Computer Guy here, taking telephone calls regarding technology and almost anything else, as we spend the Thursday morning together at Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. Yes, we do give away prizes, and we have our stash. That's what I wanted to say. Our stash of fantastic prizes for our lucky winners. Charlie Evers comes on after me, and he gives away all kinds of great prizes, so be sure to listen. You never quite know what Charlie has planned during his show, which is on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on WWGH. Adam Lepp here, talking technology and getting geeky with my twice-weekly show. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Anyway, Apple, on Tuesday, announced an iPad update, a red iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, and a new video editing app for iOS. The iPad upgrade has a 9.7-inch 2048 by 1536 Retina display with 264 pixels per inch and a new 64-bit processor. Sounds pretty fancy. So how much is the wallet damage? It comes in silver, gold, and space gray, starting at $329. And that's for the 32-gigabyte storage and Wi-Fi-only support. If you'd like 32 gigabytes of storage and cellular and Wi-Fi support, that'll cost you $459. The battery life is 10 hours, has an 8-megapixel rear camera and 1.2-megapixel front camera. It's available for order starting tomorrow, March 24th, from Apple's website, and next week will be in Apple stores. So, Apple providing us with some new and exciting stuff for iPad users. Hey, let me know what you think. Would you spend the $459 for that item? My telephone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. Thank you very much for listening. As I mentioned, this show is on twice a week. How about that? You can get me, Adam, the Computer Guy, not only on Thursday, but also on Tuesday, shortly after the 9 a.m. features. Yes, every Tuesday and Thursday. Talk technology, answer your emails and Facebook messages. It's the Adam, the Computer Guy radio show. So what else is Google up to? We discussed their new version of the Android operating system to be released to developers shortly. Well, last Thursday, they introduced Getsly, a new contribution to their evolving set of tools for the open source community. Now, this allows JPEG files, JPEG being an image that is compressed because non-essential information has been removed or modified. It makes a photo a smaller file and therefore load much more quickly. Well, this Getsly encoder for JPEGs allows files to be compressed as much as 35% more, resulting in much faster web page loading. Now, Getsly means cookie in Swiss German. It allows users to create smaller JPEG images while maintaining compatibility with existing web browsers, image processing applications, and the existing JPEG standard. So Google is looking to make photos that you see on a website easier to view because they will load as much as 35% faster. So Google has always got a few things up their sleeve to make web browsing using Facebook, etc., fast and more efficient. Adam the Computer Guy here with the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Talking technology, getting geeky. Last week, Wired Health gathered hundreds of leaders and influencers from across the world in London to discuss the field of health innovation and technology. We have a telephone call, but I think it might be a spammer, so let's have some fun with the spammer. Good morning. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show.
Attention radio station owner or manager. Better Merchant Services calling you with an important announcement.
And here's my announcement. I hung up on you. See, we have fun when a spammer calls us. We get solicitation calls, too. And when that happens, I like to have a little bit of fun. And, of course, I can just hang up the phone. But don't be afraid. If you're a legitimate caller with a question, comment, suggestion, or complaint about technology or this show, I'd love to hear from you. And I promise I'll be nice. Because we value legitimate telephone calls, 740-383-9944. That's the number. And again, if you're a solicitor like that place that just called, you'll get hung up on. And I suggest you do that in real life. Don't let solicitors call you with their so-called wonderful deals because they're often not wonderful. There's a reason why they're calling you. You're not calling them. And again, that's what the hang-up button is for. So we have fun here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Let's get back to our story. And again, please call me. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Last week, Wired Health gathered hundreds of leaders and influencers from across the globe in London to discuss the field of health innovation and technology. In addition to their long lists of honors and historic accolades, the very exquisite lineup of speakers brought an infectious enthusiasm for action in healthcare. And my phone is ringing once again. We love it when our phone rings. Good morning. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show.
Have you heard the news about the fire over at Sims Brothers?
I've not heard about it, no.
All you got to do is look. Go outside and look. There's a big, ugly, thick, black smoke billowing all over the place. So, can you put me through to Scott?
Scott is not here yet, but he normally gets in shortly before 10. If you want to go ahead and call, I would call back, sir, like about 2 minutes after 10 during our 10 o'clock features, and Scott will definitely take the information. We really appreciate the that update. There is a fire
people
over
and around
Brothers.
That area might want to avoid it if they need to go there. I have not heard any sirens or anything, but it's an ugly mess, so be aware, folks.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call, sir. We do appreciate your news information. If you can call back in about 2 or 3 minutes after 10, Scott will be happy to speak with you, and we'll get the details.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, with my twice-weekly radio show. Again, there's a developing story, a fire near Sims Brothers. We'll have some more information on that, I would say probably during the next hour. So please stay tuned. The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. With me, Adam Lepp, the Computer Guy, and my twice-weekly radio show, which we call the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Anyway, last week, Wired Health gathered hundreds of leaders and influencers from across the globe in London to talk about health innovation and technology. medical technology, always a favorite topic of mine. Peter Pyatt, that's a good name, Peter Pyatt, of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, set the scale of the challenge, charging the audience to strive for truly global health when he spoke about epidemics. Now, Peter Pyatt is the co-discoverer of the Ebola virus. He's a pioneering researcher in HIV and AIDS research. He imparted the wisdom that human behavior and prevention of disease are intimately entwined. He spoke of a need to fight on two fronts, driving tirelessly to find cures while working on prevention beyond pills. Now, the genomics theme of the day focused on cancer diagnosis and treatment, spurred by the startling statistic that the U.S. death rate from cancer is almost unchanged since 1970, despite President Richard Nixon declaring war on cancer in 1971. Helmy Eltoukhy of Guardian Health talked of conquering cancer with data by building the largest database of cancer genomes, currently at 40,000. The data, derived from only a few teaspoons of blood from a liquid biopsy, is already leading to better diagnosis and treatment choices. Now, these sentiments were shared by Jurgi Camblong of Sophia Genetics, who is working to make cancer a disease that we live with, not die from. Together, both projects leverage data from vast numbers of genomes using machine learning tools to extract important information from what would previously have been considered genetic noise. So some very smart researchers working to help stop cancer in its tracks, meeting in London last week. Adam Lepp here with the twice weekly radio show called The Adam the Computer Guy Radio Show. We communicate with you in many different ways. We broadcast a live Facebook video. And again, if you're a fan of the station, that's wonderful. Much appreciated. Just go to our Facebook page, WWGH 107.1 in Marion, and you can, of course, watch me do the show live in person. How about that? If you're one of my Facebook friends, Adam Lepp in Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy, you can watch the video. Just click on the little triangle play button thingy. I guess that's what it is. And you can watch me do the show live in the studio. And, of course, you can listen the old-fashioned way on your FM radio. And last but not least, via our website at WWGH1071.com. The free TuneIn app is one of the best ways to listen. Currently, TuneIn is experiencing some technical difficulties because even technology sometimes has difficulties, but they're working on it. Again, WWGH 107.1 via the TuneIn app, when it will be fixed, which will be very soon, is a very good way to listen. Approximately 3 minutes before 10 a.m. here in our slightly chilly but warming studio at the Marion Center Mall. Getting his vocal cords all ready for a two-hour radio show is our local radio legend, Charles Evers. We just call him Charlie, but I guess you can call him Charles if you wish. He'll be on with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show shortly after the 10 a.m. features here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH.
Do you ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? In my server serving me, your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam the Computer Guy. Call Adam. Don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot get online. Call Adam the
go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of a mouse.
And thank you again, Mr. Paul Savage, with the outstanding musical performance that he is well known for. Be sure to listen to Paul and his lovely wife, Glenna, every Sunday between about 5:10 p.m. and 6 p.m. for Heaven Express. If you ever miss an episode of my show or Heaven Express or Scott's show or Charlie's show or any of the fine programs here on The Talking Place, WWGH, well, that's okay. You can go to our website at WWGH1071.com, click on the Show Archives section, and listen to pretty much every show that we've broadcast since the beginning of January 2016. Would like to let you know there is a developing story, a fire at Sims Brothers. We'll have some more information on that shortly. Adam Lepp here saying goodbye. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your Thursday. News and features and promotional and sponsorship announcements, show information coming up next. Then it's the Fahey Bank, Charlie Evers Show. So don't touch that dial, as they say. Have a great week, a great weekend. I'll be back on the air Tuesday at approximately 10 minutes after 9. Adam the Computer Guy.